Cindy McGagan has traveled to jails and prisons across New York State to talk with inmates about their experience behind bars.
I have met individuals who can tell me down to the second how long they were incarcerated, because that's the focus when you're in, is getting out.
As the executive director of Peace Prince Western New York, McGagan's goal is to provide a link to services on the outside for people at the end of their journey through the state prison system, a system which overwhelmingly houses black and brown bodies.
But what you know on the outside is a memory, because worlds change and our world moves at rapid fire pace, and inside the facility it doesn't. It's very slow, it's very routine, and that is intentional, right, in how it operates. It's almost a thoughtless environment.
For people released on parole in New York State, access to reentry programs is key to avoiding the pitfalls of recidivism. New York has the second highest recidivism rate in the country.
I can't snap my fingers and release the 4.5 million people under supervision and provide, you know, positive services. But if I can at least within our bubble ensure that the individuals that are released back to Erie County are afforded access and equitable opportunity to find success, then that's what we're going to do.
For years, Rico struggled with substance abuse problems, but as of February 2020, he says he is clean due in large part to the services provided to him while on parole. He asked that his real name not be used to protect his privacy.
And I don't do that today. Today I go to an outpatient treatment and I'm highly involved. I go at least 4 to 5 days a week.
He also has several support groups that he visits often, including Save the Michaels, a drug addiction awareness organization, and Horizon Health Services, an addiction rehab and mental health service organization.
I go to 3 meetings just in my home group, not to mention I hit a meeting every day, 1, 2, sometimes 2 meetings a day. So I just stay highly in tune now with my recovery.
One of the provisions of the Less is More Act, which currently sits in committee in the state legislature, is eliminating drug and alcohol screenings on the grounds that parolees who do use skip parole officer meetings for fear of being found out and sent back to jail. New Yorkers United for Justice is a reform coalition that launched a statewide public education campaign on parole reform this year. NYUJ's Executive Director Alexander Horowitz says the coalition has focused on several bills they believe can be voted on in the coming years.
After developing a series of principles for the reform of the parole system, we've identified 8 separate bills, each of which tackles a specific facet of the parole system, from the governance of the parole board to the final outcomes of people who are on parole, that we believe, if they are passed, will represent not just an improvement to the system, but the complete transformation of the parole system.
One of those bills, S-2059, requires the parole board to grant a parole release to any inmate who has successfully participated in a temporary release program for 2 years uninterrupted prior to an appearance before the parole board. This bill currently sits in the Crime Victims and Crime and Corrections Committees. Add this with the Less is More Act, and reformers say meaningful legislation is now on the books. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.